Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately, and I'd ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C1.
Mayor, members of the council, C1 is a request to advertise to bid the Cherry Lane Sewer Project. Souder, Miller & Associates provided design services for approximately 4,350 feet, linear feet of new gravity, including manholes and all appurtenances, along West Cherry Lane from North Canal to Callaway Drive. This will help alleviate some of the capacity issues in the new North Crossbat Sewer area, but also will help provide additional capacity for future developments that might occur in the North Crossbat area. The engineer's opinion of probable cost is $1.7 million.
Question from the council?
We got a question there.
Council?
Half of that's counties. Are we?
Part of that sewer line section is in the county. The city is finalizing a right-of-way agreement currently right now with Eddy County to be able to put that sewer line on their property. So all of that's going good. No issues.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley, excuse me.
I was going to answer.
I apologize, Mr. Shirley. Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Sorry.
Are we three?
Yes, sir.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of Resolution 2020-34. A resolution authorizing filing of an application to the New Mexico Department of Transportation for funding assistance for FY 2022-2023. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is a request from the Crosby Municipal Transit Department to file a Section 5311 grant with the New Mexico Department of Transportation for fiscal year 22. This grant would supplement 80% of the administrative costs of the program, 50% of the operating costs, and 80% of the capital costs. So the grant would provide $874,000 in funding for the transit system, and the city would be responsible for approximately $583,000 for the program. So we're asking for your approval of Resolution 2020-34 tonight.
Question from the council?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Number four, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-18, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District for an approximately 0.16 acre property located at 2414 Avenue B, applicant Amy Leva. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-18, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property, 2414 Avenue B, from R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District. If you look at your maps provided in the packet, you can see that the surrounding neighborhood is all zoned R1. This would create a spot zone. Per the applicant, they intend to locate a dog training and boarding business at the property, which is why they need the rural residential zoning. That's an allowed use in that zoning. They brought this request before the Planning and Zoning Committee at the July 6, 2020 meeting, and that commission voted to recommend approval with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, 1 absent, and none abstain.
Questions for Mr. Patterson?
Counselor? Okay, Mayor. Mr. Patterson, does this meet the minimum square footage for an RR lot?
No, sir.
The other question is, could the same business have been accomplished under a special use permit?
Not with the overnight boarding of the animals. Okay. It's not allowed in R1, period, not even with a conditional use permit.
Okay. Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance? Yes. We come forward to the podium and state your name for the record, please.
My name is Amy Leva. I'm the applicant for the zoning permit. For the zoning permit that I'm applying for, the idea is to board for a maximum of 2 clients at a time. I've put some advertising out, put the word out. I've gotten a waiting list of people that have expressed interest in these services. And I'm just waiting on the approval to go ahead and get this business started. I've spoken with a lot of my neighbors about setting this up. It is a very dog-populated neighborhood, very dog-friendly neighborhood, so none of them had a problem with it.
Question from Ms. Leba. Mayor, Counselor?
Mayor, Amy, my issue, if I lived in that neighborhood, these aren't your dogs that are going to be coming in, and they're not going to be like your own dogs will probably settle down at night. They're not going to cause any problems. But dogs that aren't used to being there are going to be like Noah's Ark, which I'm used to. 200 to 300 feet away, I'm hearing barking, and it doesn't drive me crazy, but I don't live there. But if I was a neighbor, I'd have a real problem with that. But I don't know. I don't think it's good in a neighborhood like this to have a boarding facility so close to so many houses. If you were out in Otis, I'd have no problem. But anyway, that's what I think.
Further questions for Ms. Leva?
I have a question, Mayor.
Counselor?
Do you have a max number and a minimum number you plan on keeping?
Yes, sir. A maximum number of 2 additional dogs in addition to my own.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Right. Further questions from the council? Leo?
How many dogs do you have, Amy? Your own dogs, how many do you have?
Currently, I have 2 German Shepherds.
You'll be having 4 dogs. Max.
Further question from the council?
You're right.
Counselor?
Question. Actually, this is for Mr. Patterson, if that's okay. I think the business model is good, and I don't necessarily have a problem with a cap of 2 dogs. Where I kind of have some heartburn would be changing this forever to rural residential. You know, you I just think it opens it up to a lot. So I guess my question for you is that that's the only way that this can happen. I know that Councilman Rodriguez already asked about conditional use.
Yeah, basically the boarding overnight is the caveat that kicks the conditional use out, because we talked about that, our department talked about that with her, and to begin with, and that's why she had to go through the process. To propose to keep the dogs overnight was the reason that she's had to go this route versus the conditional use.
Right. Which I guess is essential, Ms. Leyva, for your business, the overnight. I think you're right.
Further questions for Ms. Leyva? Okay, thank you, Ms. Leyva. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of Ordinance 2020-18.
Mayor, I would move against the zone change. I'm not a big fan of a spot zone, and this does not meet the minimal requirements for a rural residential lot.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
I think we lost her again.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Chavez?
No.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Okay, the motion didn't pass. We'll move to number five, council committee reports.
Mayor, I have a report.
Councilor?
We met again last week on the single family dwelling ordinance committee. I think we made some progress and certainly gave Mr. Patterson some good homework. And so we're going to be meeting again and discussing some of those things. So we're making progress. It's kind of slow, but we are making progress.
It's a difficult issue, and we appreciate your work on that. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number six, adjourn, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
We have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
We're adjourned.